Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right. We are at night six of our Holy Ghost revival, and it is covering the last seven words. And tonight's word is going to be, it's finished. And before we get started with tonight's word, we're going to have Mother Janice Hudson pray us in for tonight's episode. Mother Janice.
Praise the Lord, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, come to your Son, which I know how. Ask you, Lord Jesus, please, let Sister Adrienne's voice go on the airways tonight and help bring some lost souls into the kingdom of you, into your kingdom, Jesus. Let her anointing just touch anything and everybody that's around her, Lord Jesus, for we know that she is a powerful woman of you. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for everything you do, everything you've done, and everything that you're going to bring us tonight, Lord Jesus. Let it be food for our souls. It's in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, your will, your way, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Mother Janice, for tonight's opening prayer. And for our next speaker, this is our sixth night of our seven-night Holy Ghost revival. And it is covering the last seven words, and the tonight's word is, it's finished. And just introducing us to tonight's speaker is our very own. She has two shows, God's Got Goons and D-Block Church. Also, she is the minister of music. She also plays a saxophone, singer, songwriter, and actor. So we're going to introduce to you Minister Adrienne Allen. Minister Adrienne. You're up.
And the crowd goes wild. No, good evening. Bless God, everyone. We're just going to jump right into an evening of It Is Finished. Now, when I heard about the It Is Finished, I said, this is powerful because why would it be finished? If we don't have, you know, in order for anything to start, it must finish. But let's actually just talk about what it is that we've been dealing with all week. And this is how and why Christ is on this cross. Now, after I thirst, we know how it went, what it was. They gave him the sour wine. And that was the point where he then said, it is finished. So then my question for tonight really is, what was finished? How was it finished? And how can we correlate the finish with where we are today and then where we will go tomorrow and the next day? And by Sunday, where we will actually be. So now, of course, we know these are the seven last words of Jesus. And a lot of people think that this is, it gives you wisdom, it gives you guidance, it gives you some solace in there. It also gives you the transformation to be able to go to your next. So as we stand here looking at the word, it is finished. Three words, very simple, but so profound, because it's just not putting the life together, but it is fulfilling the divine purpose of the entire thing, the purpose that transcends all of it, to put us into a space of understanding. When you look at how the journey went, what was going on in the journey, we see all different types of emotions But now we are here. We've seen the suffering. We've seen the mocking. We've seen just about everything. But now this is the power of surrendering, the triumph of letting it be finished, which then says, this is not the end, but a new beginning. The beginning that opens us up to the love of Christ. So now, it is difficult sometimes to think about what could be finished or what it looks like to be finished. And when I'm saying that in your life, in my life, there's things that might need to be finished. There's things that may need to die or have died. And what we then need to understand is life has not stopped, but it is finished. What is finished? That thing, that one thing. But in Jesus' instance, it's the prophecy being fulfilled. So no matter how you look at it, no matter where you're thinking of it, just know that that finish really is the new thing that's happening, the new career, the new opportunities, new doors opening, new doors entering. And hopefully you understand what I'm saying. It works both ways. It's in a good way and in a bad way, because some things that are good might have to finish so that you can, you know, come back to reality. And then the he maketh me to lie down is all the moments of finish. You know, when you've gone to a point where something is, I want to say, distracting you in some kind of a way, and God is trying to get your attention for something, and there's nothing else that he can do. So there's a situation where you might end up in a hospital or a broken leg or anything that will he maketh me to lie down. And basically, it's not something that's going to be great or sweet, but it is also a place where you will know that whatever you were doing, it is finished. And now there's time for you to actually look in on people and see what it is that you can be doing differently so that the new thing can happen and it can, you know, open you up to where we're supposed to be. Now, when I think about what it could be finished, when you think about where we are today, you want to say that the violence needs to be finished. You want to say the senseless murders need to be finished. You want to say, what are they doing when they realize that Jesus is actually up here dying for our sins? You know, how do we correlate that in saying that maybe there's things in my life that I need to fix, or there's things in my life that need to be finished? I went through John 19 and I pulled out verses 28 to 37. And the reason why I did this is because I wanted us to not only realize that it is finished, but that it was all prophesied earlier, and that the way the actions went, or I should say the way that it seemed to be, allowed for the miraculous to happen without anyone stepping in and doing the others. Because I think it was something, where did I read it? It was the normal way that the Jewish leaders would have them have people die for and being crucified would be to break their legs, and it would, you know, make the death be more sudden. Well, when it came to looking at Jesus, Jesus already was dead. He appeared dead, so therefore they didn't have to break his legs, which then left out the ability to have the thing say where he would be crucified but not broken. He would be pierced and none of his bones would be broken. So as I was looking at it and getting all into where we were, I mean, life started to happen. And then when I realized that life was happening, it says, oh, wow, okay. So there were things in my world that were finishing. I just was able to complete an assignment. Basically, I call it an assignment because it was something that needed to be done, but the practice and the work that was put into it, it was something that changed the routines of life. And then anything that changes the routines of life and then has to be finished, you say, you can actually breathe. You can actually look at it and think, where did we just come from and where are we on our way to? Where will we be going? So it is finished. Now, like what did I say? John 19:28-37. I'm going to read it. This is the NIV. This is the NIV, the Life Recovery Bible. Jesus knew that his mission was now finalized, and to fulfill scripture, he said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked the sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and released his spirit. It was the day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want the body hanging there the next day, which was the Sabbath, and a very special Sabbath because it was the Passover. So they asked Pilate to hasten their death by ordering that their legs be broken. Then their bodies could be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the two men crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with the spear. Immediately, blood and water flowed out. This report is for the eyewitness giving an accurate account. He speaks the truth so that you also can believe. And these things happened in fulfillment of the scriptures that said, no, not one of his bones will be broken, and they will look on the one they pierced. And the word of the Lord is already blessed, but just think about it. And they will look on the one that already pierced. So what jumped out to me was once they pierced him in the side and the blood and the water flew, I was trying to figure out the significance. Like, where does that, you know, it had to have been a significant moment. Not to say that, you know, there's life in there because blood and water, but in the realms of how we live, where we live, and it is finished, blood is you being born. You know, the blood in your body says, it shows and signifies life. But the water, however, signifies a new life. So if you were being baptized, you know, and you have an old life, but you now have been saved and you now need the new birth, and the new birth is symbolized by the water and the dipping and the submerging of the water. So the blood and the water signified life, new life, and death, because it is finished. So when I look into the new life of it, the blood and water flowing out, because the blood saves you, and the water is the birth of you. So either way, it was the prophecy being fulfilled once again. And of course, once you think that you've done all that you've done to Christ, and you believe that he is dead, when they pierced him and the blood flowed, of course they were going to stare because they were in astonishment, because there had to have been something different about this man. Now, what would have been different, what could have been different, is the whole fact that what started in the very, very beginning when God wrapped himself in flesh and walked this earth, it was a completion to let us know, you know, that no matter what was going to happen, there was going to be a fulfillment of completion. Like, we weren't going to leave things undone. And another reason why the "it is finished" is so symbolic is because that is what it was finished. The entire process of what it was that he came to do was now done. It was now time to give up the spirit and actually send the Holy Spirit, because without him being finished, it doesn't leave room for the actual Holy Spirit, which is what we live in and what is really the thing that, remember, it says that you will do greater things than these, and that is why, because it was finished, and "it is finished" allows it to bring on the path to guide you to life, to fill the purpose, the meaning, and your eternal significance. Like, what was Jesus's whole thing, if you could say it like that? It was to come to be our salvation, die on this cross, and then be buried so that he could be raised again. But tonight, we're just talking about "it is finished." So in the moment of how you remember things, think about the things that have been completed in your life. Think about things that you used to do that you don't do anymore. It is finished. Now, if you look at how it began, because it says it in John 1, you know, "in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So that says that that's how it all worked out. They were all there, right there, and the divine utterance of it spoke creation into existence. And the depth of the eternity of the world dwelling with God embodied the divine wisdom, power, and love of God. And yet, there was a proclamation that was there, and, or you can say a promise. And the promise was that it would be fulfilled, that we would be restored, that people would be restored. And how the fabric of creation was the seed of redemption. And it was destined to make right. But unfortunately, what happened was, you know, they didn't understand what was going on. So most of the time when you don't understand what's going on, you fight against it. You have more things to say about it. And you have to realize that by the Word being made flesh, able to have its final breath, when Jesus was able to say, "it is finished." And what was finished? It was the end of his life. It was the end of his life, the conclusion of his journey here on earth. But it was so much more than just the end of his life, but it was the completion of the plan, the fulfilling of the covenant, and it was sealed in blood. And in a broken world, it's really glory. And even in, if you look and say that he died for what we go through today, then it helps you maybe understand why we do and go through the way we go through today and think maybe it'll get a little bit better, because it will get better when we start to realize that there is a reason for all of it. But sometimes we might need to focus on it enough to see that it needs to be finished. The completion of things is where we see that you cannot have the new beginning without something ending. And a lot of people, as much as we fight to not have things be over, you can't have both. So you definitely need to be able to understand what it looks like, but then be able to understand the story enough that you know that the Word was God and that the Word dwelled with God, so that you can understand that it was the divine creativity of putting it into play, putting it into action to say that I want this. There's a promise of completion. It will be fulfilled. You will be transformed. And it will happen. I'm sending my seed to be the redemption power. And when it happens, then new life begins. So it is finished is profound, because it wouldn't have started. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the power that we have, because it would have just stayed right there. And what we have to understand is that it is finished is the beginning to something extremely new. And as we get into our newer, we just ask God to step in and be right on our side. I have to call for Chappie. Are you there? Because in the midst of whatever is happening, I'm having a thing where I need someone to come on and talk with me about how we can actually correlate what's going on in today's world. And let's call out some, it is finished, because it needs to be done. Chappie, are you there?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Say that for me one more time. What is it that you... I'm correlating. It's finished.
I just needed the air real fast. Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
Okay. I got you. So, amen. We going to pick up right there where it is finished. When we look at the words, it is finished, that she was saying, Jesus came with a mission. And as he laid there dying on the cross, realizing that every letter of the law, every T that had to be crossed, every I that had to be dotted, he was able to fulfill. even to the point of when he said, as she said, I thirst. He thirsted because he said, so that scripture could be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So everything he did, he got to that point where he had been through it all and he said, it is finished. Now, here's the blessing of how that relates to us today. No matter where you may find yourself at, no matter what you may find yourself going through, hallelujah, the word of God says that if we were to give ourselves to Jesus Christ, if we were to become believers in Jesus Christ, if we were to set our mind on the things of Christ, that we can have some it is finished in our lives also. We can have some it is finished moments. Hallelujah. I want to, if you just stop and think for a second about everything that you may have gone through, everything that you might have tried, every attempt that you might have made, but it was not until you got to the place where you gave it over to Jesus, where you said, you know what, God, I done tried it each and every way I could, but now I got to stop. I got to stop. As soon as you stop, you're already in scripture. You're already in the word, because the word of God tells us to be still and know that he is God. Be still. His exact words is be still and know that I am God. But as God, the creator, the father, speaking, he said, be still and know that I am God. So as soon as you stop and get to that place of stillness, and then you begin to listen to the voice and or call out for the voice, call out for the connection. You know, it's like making a phone call. You calling out to him saying, I need you. I don't care who it is that you may hold in the highest esteem. At some point in their life, they had to call out to the Father. I don't even want to name televangelists because they got so much stuff going on with them. But even with them having the stuff going on, at some point, TD Jakes, Creflo, Joyce Myers, some point in their lives, all of them had to get to that place where they called out to the Father for themselves and said, God, it is finished. Because, see, when you say it is finished to the Father, he can begin to do a work in you. It wasn't until after Jesus cried out, it is finished, and then said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It wasn't until after he died on the cross that salvation became available to us. Somebody might catch that. It's not going to be until you die, until you say it is finished, and you die to yourself, that salvation can come into your life. Because you have to give yourself over to Christ Jesus. And we have to give ourselves over to him completely. It is finished, my lying tongue. It is finished, my adulterous thought. It is finished, my lascivious thought. It is finished, my manipulating ways. It is finished, my murdering mouth. It is finished, my backbiting lifestyle. It is finished, my hypocritical life. It is finished, my sinful life. It is finished, and I give it over to the Lord. Not as an offering, but as, Father, I'm giving it over to you for you to take from me as you begin to cleanse me and make me new. In Jesus' name, it is finished can become your new beginning. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not hard to get that beginning. All you have to do is call out unto the Father. It's a simple prayer. It's a very simple prayer. You just say, Father, I am a sinner, and I come to you this evening saying it is finished. I'm asking you to come into my life. I'm accepting the gift of Jesus Christ. I'm accepting the work that he did for me on the cross at Calvary. And I'm asking him to make me new. I'm asking him to forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. And once you do that according to the word of God, you are saved. And you have just had your "it is finished" experience. Hallelujah. Now, of course, we encourage you to come to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary. If you don't know where to find one at, send us an email at purposekingdom.net. Drop us a line. Tell us where you're located, and we'll find one that we can recommend for you. We bless and thank God for "it is finished." Brother Robert is going to come on and he's going to give an announcement about how you can follow us. Then we are going to close out in a word of prayer covering over our minister, Adrian Allen, and then we will close out for the evening. Amen, Brother Robert.
Yes, yes. Amen, amen, amen. We bless God and thank you for tonight's word. We are truly blessed to go through. This is our sixth night, and what a word that we heard tonight. We just thank you, and everything that you poured out and Minister Adrian poured out tonight, we hope is restored to you from tenfold, 100-fold, and 1,000-fold, and to restore you back to full recovery. And we just thank so much for that word that put forth tonight. Okay, tomorrow night will be the finale, our final word of the night, and it's going to be, "Father, into thy hands I command my spirit." And that's going to be brought to you forth by Minister Bernard Merrill tomorrow at 8:30. Once again, please rejoin us tomorrow at 8:30. God's on God's blessing for our final word, which is, "Father, into thy hands I command my spirit." And that word is going to be brought forth by Minister Bernard Merrill. And, you know, before I hand things back over, if you need to contact us at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns, simply say hello, or just send some information or a praise report, and we'll get back to you. Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to return our speaker back on where we can get our final word. Amen.
Amen. We just thank and bless God for each and everyone who has been joining in with us each and every night as we have been in the last seven words revival. Amen. We want to stop and have a quick word of prayer for Minister Adrian Allen. We're not sure what's going on, but we do know who knows what's going on. Hallelujah. And more importantly than him knowing what's going on, he knows exactly what to do about it. Father God, we come to you first touching and agreeing on your word, Father. For you said where two or three of us are gathered together, touching and agreeing on your word, that there you would be in the midst, Father. You said in your word, Father, where the praises go up, Father, that your blessings will fall down, but more importantly than your blessings falling down, Father, you said that you inhabit the praises of your people. So we begin by just saying hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you. We come against each and every trick of the enemy this evening, Father God. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, God. We come calling you on your word this evening, Father. Hallelujah, God. For you said in your word, Father, that you were wounded for our transgressions, that you were bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement peace was placed upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. So in the mighty name of Jesus, as we celebrate the sacrifice of the stripes that you went through for us, we speak that healing over not just Minister Adrian Allen, but all those out there under the sound of my voice that may be suffering with some type of sickness. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say it is finished. It is finished. Healing is falling right now. Jesus, hallelujah, God. Deliverance is taking place right now. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. The shackles of depression are falling off of people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. It is finished. Ha ha, Shemesha. Thank you, God. We bless you. We praise you, Lord. We glorify and we magnify you, Father. We rejoice in the victory of it even now, Father God. Hallelujah, God. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not yet seen. Ha ha, Shay. So even though we are waiting for it, Father God, we thank you for it as we've received it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the souls that are being saved even now, Father God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. We bless you and we praise you. We glorify and we magnify you. We thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. But more importantly than the sacrifice of the cross, we thank you because you got up and 3 days later. Hallelujah, God, that you rose from the grave with all power in heaven and earth and in hell in your hands, Father God. All that is, that shall be and will be, Father. You chose to see fit to put the fullness of it all, of the Godhead in Christ Jesus. So we bless you, hallelujah, God, for what you have done. We bless you for what you are doing. We bless you for the praise reports that are going to come in because of the healing that is taking place even now. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify and we magnify. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We invite you all to join in with us. As Brother Robert said, tomorrow evening at 8:30, we will be wrapping up the last seven-word revival, Thank You, Jesus, with Minister Bernard Marrow, and his word is, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. We thank you for joining in with us. We love you with the love of Christ. We are praying with you and praying for you. In Jesus' name, God bless and good night.
Jesus bless.
Thank you.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Step one, I will not lose.
Step one to see me down, I will not lose.